Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Praise God. Full of grace. Praise God. We cannot behold Jesus and not find the grace of God. We cannot look on Jesus and not find the grace of God. Because when he came full of grace. Grace and truth are revealed through Jesus Christ. Let's lift up our hands and thank him for grace revealed. We give you glory. We give you honor, Jesus. Bible says he came full of grace. Father, we thank you. That song says, grace that is greater than all our sins. Father, we bless you. Take all the glory, King of glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. We give him all the glory and honor. And please have your seat in his presence. And welcome to God's house. Praise the Lord. Full of grace and truth. The Bible says the law came by Moses. In verse 17. It says, for law was given by Moses. So just as Moses... Oh, praise the Lord. When I was in like elementary, going to high school, we used to do something like aptitude test or something like that, you know, part of our entrance examination. And they would say, as this is to that, praise God. Praise God. You know, as this is to that, so is this also to this. As law was to Moses, as Moses was, you know, recognized, emphasized, believed, like the Jews still believe Moses, greater percentage of them, that's why they do Judaism. But the truth also is that as the law was to Moses, so is grace to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's give Jesus a hand clap. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And we thank God for his word to us this month. To look at the riches of God's grace. What is in this grace that Jesus brought unto us? Second Ephesians chapter 2. Sorry, I don't mean Second Ephesians. I mean Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7. But God said, Bible says here, that God wants to show through us those who are of the ages to come. The law was to the age that passed. Grace is for the ages that began in Christ going forward. But at the time Jesus was manifested, until he was taken away and the Holy Ghost came, the new dispensation did not begin. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Of course, he came to lay the foundation for that new dispensation. But the church began after Jesus was taken away. And the Holy Ghost came. And the disciples were empowered to go and to witness. Now, as they go to witness for Jesus, Bible says here that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches. Now, there will be nothing exceeding if there is nothing that benchmarks it. There is something it is compared with that makes it worth exceeding that. So the exceeding riches of God's grace does not is far outweighs whatever anybody can ascribe to what he got through the law. Praise the Lord. In fact, the Bible says if anybody is seeking to be justified by the law, he is falling from what? From grace. The exceeding riches of God's grace. So it's good that we know what is in this grace that is shown towards us. He said that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved. Paul said, I did not know anything on sin until law came. So the knowledge of the law is what stimulates or what bring forth sin. Let's go to Romans chapter 8 from verse 3. Romans chapter 8 from verse 3. See what the Bible says here. It says, for what the law could not do. So even though the law was given to accomplish certain things, the law failed to accomplish it until grace is introduced. He said, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son, accompanied by grace. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Let's go to verse 4. That the righteousness that the law is seeking to establish might be fulfilled in us who are under grace. Praise the Lord. The right righteousness could not be fulfilled in the law or in the those who were under the law or who practiced the law. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. And that's what grace brought us into, to shift our focus away from walking after the flesh to walking after the spirit. Part of the riches of the grace of God is the Holy Ghost that is given to us. We'll be examining all of this during this month. Grace, therefore, is the expression of God's salvation. It is what God gave to us for our salvation. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that might redeem us from all iniquity, purifying unto himself a people zealous unto good works. The riches of God's grace. There is no way we can please God if we are not redeemed to serve him. The first thing the riches of God's grace did for us is to redeem us. That word redeem means to pay what is deserving for our justification. When the Bible says, worthy is the lamb that was slain. Worthy is the lamb that was slain. at the prayer session yesterday evening, we shared about what does it mean? What does the Bible mean when it says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain"? And we said, okay, if you go to the store, for you to take an item out of that store, you must pay a worthy sum for that item. There is no solicitation. Praise God. I'm sure you remember my story about solicitation. When I came here from yonder country and I saw on the bus, no solicitation. On the offices, no solicitation. And the nearest memory of solicitation I have on my head from yonder country is when I see a lawyer, solicitor, and advocate. So I used to think, what's this solicitation here? I don't think lawyers can make it good here because there is no solicitor. Praise the Lord. We thank God for mercy. Praise God. The Bible says, if you don't pay a worthy amount, so if you can't go to the cashier and said, sorry, I have only, then later I understood that is when you are asking people for money that you mean solicitation. I understood that later. So you can't go to the store and said, this item is $5, but I have $2. Please, can I just pay $2 for it? They will just tell you that $2 is not a worthy sum. For it. It's not what? A worthy sum. But the moment you pay a worthy sum for that item, you have good clearance to take ownership. Now that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says, worthy is this lamb that was slain. You know, he paid enough. There was nothing remaining. There was nothing, you know, there was no the devil had nothing to lay claim against after what Jesus has paid. I shared we learned at the prayer meeting yesterday. He said, when you are going outside of the store and somebody asks you for your receipt, you don't feel bad. You don't even feel anybody is after you. But you know, if you don't pay, what is so? The moment you see somebody at the store, you think it's there because of you. But truly, it's not looking for you. It's looking for somebody who didn't pay a worthy sum. And now if that happened to be you, God forbid. Praise the Lord. So when you get to the store and you present your receipt and they look at it, they say you have paid what? A worthy sum. The same thing with what the grace of God did for us in Christ Jesus. See what the Bible says. Romans chapter 3, verse 24. It says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That redemption is paying the worthy sum. Hallelujah. Who God had set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood to declare God's righteousness. The righteousness that is righteousness talking about there is God's righteousness for the remission of the sins that are past. That is, with what Jesus Christ has done, God is righteous to remit the sins that are past through the forbearance and the through the forbearance of God. Verse 26. He said, to declare, I say, at this time, God's righteousness, that he might be just. You remember, Bible says, if we confess our sins, God is what? Faithful and just. Because God is the judge, right? So, he's the one that will be right to clear us from all sins or all condemnation. Why? Because of the redemption that Jesus Christ purchased for us. That he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth where? In Jesus. So we see that God is that person who is the justifier of those who believe in Jesus. And Bible says we have that justification freely. And we should embrace this. One of the ways the devil seeks to blindfold us is to not understand what is in the grace that Jesus Christ brought for us. And that's why Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Praise God. You don't know what it means to be free from indictment. Thank God Jesus Christ did that for us. Number two, peace with God. Peace with God. Thank God for mommy's testimony. She said, now may the God of peace give you peace by all means. Peace with God. One of the sure way we recognize is God's presence is his peace, or also called rest. Being assured, being rested, being, you know, that word rest there, it doesn't mean when Jesus Christ says I will give you rest, it doesn't mean I will put you to sleep. It only means I will give you peace of mind, an assured sense of security that is not threatened or is not belabored by any outward threat or mishap. Praise God. Bible says righteousness, peace, and joy. Praise God. That's the Holy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Peace. We don't have to run around anymore. Like the woman that was caught in adultery, I'm sure when they were taking her to Jesus, she probably have lost her peace. I mean, that she was caught at all, she lost her peace. She was just waiting for them to stone her. But when they brought her to Jesus, Jesus gave her what? Rest. Jesus said, where are your accusers? He said, oh, they have gone. He said, well, as no man has accused you, I do not accuse you also. But go and do it no more. The woman will have felt, what happened to her today? Peace with God. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 and 2. It says, therefore, being justified. That's the great thing that the grace of God brought to us. We're justified by faith. Saved by grace through faith. So it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus, by whom also, that is by Christ, we have access by faith into this grace. Which grace? The grace of being justified, the grace of having peace with God. The grace of having peace with God. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. The last one we take for this service is, not only were we justified and we have peace with God, we were also saved from wrath, the riches of God's grace. Saved from wrath. Paul said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. May we not, you see, man was not created to participate in the wrath of God. It's Satan is against Satan that the wrath of God is directed. But what does Satan do? He's going around seeking whom he may join. So that they will be under the wrath of God like him. But neither you nor I will be with him in Jesus' name. Amen. See what it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 7. Romans chapter 5, verse 7. The riches of God's grace, justified freely, having peace with God, then saved from the wrath of God. He said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, Yet peradventure, for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet his enemy, Christ died for us. See what he says in verse 9. Much more then, that is, thank God he died for us, for our justification. He said, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath that will come by him. It's a great thing to escape the wrath of God. The Bible says the hell is burning with the wrath of God. We will not experience it in Jesus' name. Verse 10, it says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his servant, the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Now that we are reconciled to God, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, not only does Jesus Christ exempt us from the wrath and the judgment that we were to inherit, his life is also maintaining the grace of God to make sure we are saved to the uttermost by his life. Bible says he's forever seated at the right hand of God, making what? Intercession for us. In his death, he rescued us from the condemnation of sin. And in being alive, he's making intercession for us till we are seen in glory. Praise the Lord. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, the riches of God's grace. Thank God, you know, may we not struggle to understand these things, but those who have entered into it, the wrath, you remember that man who was rich and he saw Abraham. When he saw what was going on there, when he saw the torment was going on, he told Abraham, please go and warn my brethren for me. Don't let any of them come here. None of us will miss of that grace of God to exempt from wrath of God in Jesus' name. Let's stand up on our feet. Let's just thank God for the grace that is given to us, that exempt us from the wrath of God, that brought us into justification freely. That word freely means you and I didn't have to do anything to be saved. Of course, after we get saved, we have to walk with the Lord to maintain that. Not just, okay, now I can keep doing what I've been. No. He redeemed us from past sins so that we are going forward from here, live unto God by in a newness of life, empowered by the grace of God. Let's just thank him for the grace of God. Let's thank him for the wrath that Jesus Christ bore on our account. Bible says the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we were healed. He was bruised for our iniquity. Everything God wanted to do on those who sinned against him, he did it on Jesus Christ. Lighthouse, it is a great grace. It is a great grace. Let's just thank him for what he has done for us. Let's appreciate him. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift, so it's a gift for us. Grace is a gift. It's given to us. Bible says the gift of God is life eternal. Father, we bless you. You didn't have to pay for it. The Bible says, worthy is the lamb that was slain. He paid the price, the full measure of it. Father, Lord, we thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Bible says now being redeemed by his death, now shall we not live. By his life we shall also be preserved to be presented to God. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, precious Father. Let's thank God for the wrath by which the blood caused us to escape also. Let's thank him for the peace. He said, now the God of peace grant you peace by all means. Father, we thank you. The peace of mind that money cannot buy. Peace is not an article you can buy. It's a gift of God. Lord God Almighty, we give you thanks. And now may the God of peace give you peace by all means. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Bible says, now being justified by freely by his grace, we have peace with God. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor. Now that we have peace with him, let's thank him for the days ahead of us. Let's talk with him as a son to his father. You know, let's present ourselves to him. Lord, throughout the remaining year, the remaining months of this year, Lord, may I please you in every respect. Bible says what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his only begotten son, the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be performed by us, we will still do the will of God. Now that we are saved, we are given grace to do the will of God. Father Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, because as we go forward into this new month, as we go forward into this new half of the year, we will walk with you, we will please you in every way. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the riches of your grace. Father, we are grateful to you. We are great. It's this grace that preserved us up to this moment. It is this grace that is nurturing us. It is this grace, by his grace, that you are coming to. We even approach you. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you, precious Father. Lighthouse, nobody could come to God before, but now we can come near unto God through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that we have shared all day today. It's a proof of your peace, being at peace with us. It's a proof of your not being wrath against us. It's a proof of our redemption through the blood of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Blessed be your name. Let's just, at this moment, you know, if there's anything we want him to do, now that we have peace with him, we can ask him. You know, let's just lay our... The Bible says we should through prayer and thanksgiving make our request known unto God. I know it's our Thanksgiving Sunday, but, you know, you can also make petition unto God as an offering of, you know, of your honor to him. Hallelujah. You can say, Lord, I will not ask this from anybody but from you, and it will be an honor to him. Father, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, because out of Zion shall come deliverance, and the people of God shall possess their possession. Father, whatever the cause or case is, Lord, please, thank you. Thank you for our brother's testimony. I remember about 2 Sundays ago, you know, one of the saints he shared with me, said, Lord, Pastor, I need a new job. But now this Sunday is witnessing for a new job. To God alone be all the glory. Father, Lord, we are grateful to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you will take care of everything that we are, whatever the border or the burden is. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, precious Father, for all you've done. We receive it with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we just want to say we love you today. Thank you, Lord, for the riches of the grace of God towards us. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Father, we present ourselves to you. As we go from here, may our praise of you increase because of the new level of grace that we encounter in you as you make our joy full in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done since January. Thank you for the ones that you will do in the rest of the year. Thank you for what you've done already today. Thank you, precious Father. We return to say glory be to your name. By your grace, may we walk pleasing to you in every way. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.